This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're...
This thing on? I don't care. I want it to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7, The Game.
Come on!
Good Thursday morning. Welcome into the pregame show here on 95.7 The Game. Mark Grandy in for Joe Spadoni this week as our jacked up week continues here on 95.7 The Game. It's been a fun week and we got a fun couple of days to close out the week here on 95.7 The Game. If you have been unable to tune in over the first few days of the week, well, we got our lineup all switched around this week. We got Bonte and Shasky, normally, of course, coming up in about an hour. They're coming up in 5 hours. They're in our midday slot this week from 10 to 2. It is Willard and Dibs that are coming up in an hour. They're normally our afternoon show. They're coming up in an hour from 6 to 10. And then Steiny and Goo, who are normally our midday show, they are closing out the day in the afternoons for us this week from 2 to 6. It is our jacked up week brought to you by Jack's Bar and Restaurant here on 95.7 The Game. Restaurant and bar, Jack's Restaurant and Bar. And we're celebrating by also giving away some really cool prizes tomorrow. All you got to do is listen all day tomorrow, but specifically at these moments at 8:11 with Willard and Dibs. And this is Friday, again, tomorrow. 8:11 with Willard and Dibs, 1:11 with Bonte and Shasky, and 5:11 with Steiny and Guru. If you listen at those times, you have a chance to qualify to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey, and all three of those qualifiers, one at each time during each show, all three of those qualifiers will win a group of Klay Thompson bobbleheads, and then one of those three qualifiers will also win the Klay Thompson autographed jersey. We'll have our promo team here. We'll pick from those three qualifiers at random. And whoever gets picked, it's your lucky day. You get a Klay Thompson autographed jersey as well. The only way you can win is by tuning in really all day, but specifically during those times tomorrow, 8:11, 1:11, and 5:11. We'll have all the details that you need to win if you're listening at those times. So just make sure you're listening during those times, you'll be able to, you know, have a fighting chance to try to qualify, win some Klay Thompson bobbleheads, and potentially win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. It's a real nice jersey, like a legit Klay Thompson jersey, not a knockoff that you buy from a random website. Now, this is a legit Klay Thompson jersey, and it is signed, and I'm already jealous of whoever wins that jersey. I would like one myself, but unfortunately, I'm not able to qualify for this prize, so I'm jealous of whoever gets it. That's coming up tomorrow here on 95.7 The Game, again, as our Jacked Up Week continues, brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Okay, speaking of the Golden State Warriors, we'll get to that coming up in a little bit here on the pregame show. Joe Lacob, obviously, he spoke a couple of days ago now on the Athletic NBA show with David Aldridge and Marcus Thompson. Said a lot of interesting things. He also was caught in Vegas yesterday at the Warriors Summer League game. They were taking on the Cavs, and he caught up with the ESPN broadcast for just a moment. I wanted to react to something that he said, and it's about Brandon Pajemski, by the way. It was kind of the story of the Warriors offseason so far, just because he's been involved in so many rumors and his name is being thrown out there by so many different people. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But first, I wanted to begin with a continuation of what we talked about yesterday here on the pregame show, and that's Brandon Ayuk requesting a trade. I'm of the opinion that this is not that big of a deal. Even if Ayuk is actually upset and wants out, and whatever the case is, the Niners have absolutely no reason to give in to what he wants. I was talking yesterday about how the 49ers have him under team control for 2 years. Technically, that's true, but they also have him, if they really want him, they could do it for 3 years. You have him under contract his final year of his rookie deal this season. You can franchise tag him a year from now, and you can franchise tag him 2 years from now, if you so choose. So if they really want, even if they're at a stalemate contractually, they can agree. The Niners can keep Brandon Ayuk in the red and gold for 3 more years. So even if Ayuk is actually upset, there's really not much he can. I mean, he can't do anything. He can't do anything but get upset. And maybe he creates such a big stench that ultimately the Niners think it's better to get rid of him. I don't think that's the path we're headed down toward. I think it's natural for players in Ayuk's position, and maybe specifically natural for wide receivers. I mean, we kind of joke about it, but a lot of wide receivers personalities are similar. There's like that one viral tweet that you see pop up every once in a while. You see like an NFL player or a college football player tweet something, and you see someone respond with a screenshot of this original tweet, which is like the stereotypical tweet or the stereotypical things that certain NFL position groups say, right? Like the quarterback says something along the lines of, great win, great effort by the boys today, keep pounding or keep at it, you know, something like that. The running back, I forget exactly what the stereotype was for the running back, something along the lines of, like the arm emoji, the flex emoji, something like that. And then the wide receiver speaks in like code, not even any legible. You can't even understand what he's trying to talk about. And the wide receiver speaks in code. And then you've got the defensive players just absolutely going crazy and making jokes. But it's fitting. That's what wide receivers are. Wide receivers tend to be this sort of like off the wall. You're not really sure what's going on inside their head. You don't really know exactly how they feel. They're kind of being a little bit secretive about it. And that's kind of where Brandon Ayuk is right now. He obviously wants what he feels he deserves, and I can't blame him for that. But does anybody actually know that Brandon Ayuk is so upset at the 49ers that he is refusing to be here, that he absolutely wants to be traded because he can't stand being here anymore, because he's so upset that they haven't given him the money that he wants? No, I don't think so. We certainly don't know that. I don't think he feels that way. I think he absolutely wants to be a 49er, at the very least for this season, for the foreseeable future. He just wants to have a little bit more money. But it's not as if, I don't think we're going to get to a point where suddenly he refuses to play for the 49ers for, say, a whole season, and gets to a point where the 49ers' only course of action at that point is to say goodbye and trade him and to finally give in to what he wants. I think this is just simply contract negotiation. And maybe it's bad contract negotiation. I mean, he's made a lot of noise during the offseason. He posted on TikTok a FaceTime conversation he was having with Jaden Daniels, the rookie who was just drafted by the Washington Commanders out of Arizona State, or out of LSU, previously of Arizona State. They were teammates at Arizona State, which is why they're such good friends. And then, you know, essentially saying that they don't want me back. The Niners don't want me back no more. Okay, that is what it is. I could easily make the case that that's just him trying to change the public perception of the way the contract negotiations are going, get the public on his side, get them to put a little bit more pressure on the 49ers, and see where that goes. Now, you could entirely say that that's just bad contract negotiation, and I'd probably agree with you. I mean, we're talking about the 49ers here. I don't think Ayuk saying that and posting it in a public space means that he is dead set on not wanting to be a 49er anymore, and as a result is going to cause some sort of friction within the organization if he's still on this team come week one. No, I don't think we're anywhere near that. I don't think so. He went on, you know, Ryan Clark's show about 3 weeks ago now, right around there. The Pivot podcast. And Ryan Clark asked him if he's taking, you know, these negotiations personal. And Ayuk kind of like stumbled or kind of paused through the answer. Ryan Clark was like, well, I mean, I'll tell you, every time I've gone through contract negotiations, I've taken it personally. And Ayuk says, yeah, I mean, I'm taking it personal. I have a certain, you know, value on myself. And whether or not the 49ers think I am worth that or just financially can't be worth that, it's a little difficult to swallow. And that's also entirely understandable. That doesn't mean that he hates this place, that he's done with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and company, and that he absolutely desperately wants to be gone. No, he just wants what he's worth here, and then everything will all be good. Now, maybe he never gets what he actually wants here, but maybe he's able to come down on his asking price just a little bit. Maybe he realizes that at a certain point, once he's exhausted all his options, which he's in the process of doing, he's getting damn near the end of all of his options. Once he exhausts all those options, okay, I gave it a good run. I tried to get as much money as I possibly could. I couldn't. All right. Let's go back to the drawing board. Guys, I'll accept whatever it was, $26 million per year. And really, the guarantee is the bigger number here, at least in my opinion. And I imagine that's what Ayuk and his camp are keeping an eye on as well. But I think that's the likeliest outcome here. I don't think we are at a point where Ayuk is so upset at the organization that he is going to either entirely refuse to play, which is a problem in and of itself, or is going to, you know, show up and play, but kind of go through the motions. There's nothing in it for him to do that. The Niners can just be his own worst enemy for three more seasons. It is not up to, he does not have the ability to make his own choice about where he plays until what? This coming season is the 2024 season, then the 2025 season, then the 2026 season. He does not have the ability to decide. The power is not his until the 2027 season. Now, the Niners could ultimately let him play out his fifth year this year and then decide not to franchise tag him and make him a free agent. That's possible. But the point is, that is not Ayuk's decision first. The Niners have to make the decision to be able to let him walk this coming year, a year from now, and then the following year as well, if they decide to tag him next year. So I don't think Ayuk really has any recourse. And that's why I'm sure he's a little frustrated. And if you are Brandon Ayuk, you're trying to cash in. You don't have many opportunities to cash in. You're under team control for 3 years. What is it, $14.5 million or so this year? And then the franchise tag is like the average salary of the top X amount of players at that position group. You're looking at maybe a little more than $20 million per year next year, which is, that's an awesome payday. And it's an improvement on what he's currently making, no doubt about it. But it's not up where he's asking for. So in his mind, he'd be taking a pay cut on that next year as well. If I were to predict how this was going to happen, he's going to extend his holdout into training camp. I'll be interested to see if the 49ers are willing to forgive some of the fines that come with missing training camp and potentially missing preseason games. But I think he has a contract extension that is a little bit more to the 49ers' liking before week one. I think that's where this is headed. It's going to feel a lot like maybe more like the Nick Bosa situation than the Deebo Samuel situation. But I think by the time we get into the season, we're going to have moved past this entirely. And Ayuk is going to be a 49er for the foreseeable future. That's how I see this playing out. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Now, you might point to Juwan Jennings. I'm of the opinion that what Ayuk doing right now is just him trying to get his, and it's not going to cause issues within, you know, the organization, within the locker room, down in Niners headquarters in Santa Clara. I don't think it's causing issues. I don't think it's causing any friction. Now, if this holdout continues into the regular season, and say the Niners lose week one, or they start the season 1-2 when Ayuk is yet to play because he's held out, that's where we get, you know, teammates starting to get upset at Ayuk, and that's where maybe you've legitimately got an issue, and maybe you've got to consider, all right, well, this guy really just is going to refuse to play for us unless he gets his money. That's where you might have to make a tough decision. But I don't think you have to do anything. In fact, I don't think you should do anything for quite a while from now. The ball is in for the 49ers. They put the ball in Ayuk's court. And it's Ayuk's turn to make the next move. Whether the next move is to agree to a lesser amount or if it's to continue holding out, that is the decision that is coming up for Ayuk. I don't think the 49ers have a decision to make yet. So in my opinion, I don't think we're headed towards this being a situation where Ayuk causes such a big stink that you know, there's legitimate beef within the organization, and it causes an issue that isn't necessarily on the field, but kind of permeates to on-field performance, and you get all that drama. Like, oh, the Niners, a slow start. When is Ayuk going to come back? I don't think we're headed down that road. Okay, well, then you might fire back again and say, well, what about Juwan Jennings? Juwan Jennings put up kind of similar to exactly what I was talking about to begin the show, those stereotypical wide receiver posts. He put up like a pretty vague and cryptic Instagram story. And a lot of people interpreted, because it came very soon after the official news dropped by a number of NFL sources, that Ayuk had requested a trade on Tuesday. It came shortly after that. It was cryptic, and it looked like you could read into it that he was talking about Brandon Ayuk. And it was a little bit of a shot, like a frustrated shot at Brandon Ayuk. Like, come on, man. You know, we need you. Like, figure it out. He has since come back and said, come on, guys. This is Juwan Jennings responding to all the attention that his Instagram post received, essentially saying, come on, this was not about Brandon Ayuk. If it was about Ayuk, I would have tagged him. First of all, Juwan, I don't think you would have. If you're trying to take a shot at Brandon Ayuk publicly, you probably would not have tagged him. That would be my number one overall. And two, yeah, I think it was at Brandon Ayuk. And okay, whatever. It is what it is. I think Juwan Jennings is in the minority there. If indeed that was actually a shot at Brandon Ayuk, this is more of a Juwan Jennings problem than a Brandon Ayuk problem. How can you, if you're a 49ers player, if you're a teammate of Brandon Ayuk, I don't know how you can be upset at what Ayuk is doing right now. So many players in that organization, in that locker room, have already been through what Ayuk's going through right now. Even Deebo Samuel, about a month ago, maybe a little more during OTAs, off-season OTAs, was asked about what Brandon Ayuk is going through right now. And he says, you know, it's what he's going through. It's tough. It's difficult. It's easy to take things personal. I remember taking it personal when I was going through that whole process. You remember what happened with Deebo Samuel after he took things personal? And Ayuk is currently taking things personal. You remember what happened with Deebo Samuel? Guess what? He signed a contract extension and he's still a 49er. Now there's questions about his future. This might be the last year that he's a 49er. Who knows? That certainly increases, I would imagine, if Ayuk does sign a contract extension this offseason. Deebo Samuel took it personal. He was upset. He didn't post on TikTok saying the 49ers don't want him back, but he requested a trade and it happened way earlier in the offseason. He also unfollowed the 49ers on social media. Like, there was a lot of drama around the Deebo Samuel situation too, but the 49ers got the job done. Do we really feel like the 49ers aren't an organization that is prepared to handle something like this? Like, come on, what are we doing here? They've dealt with way more weird, crazy, messed up situations than this. Way more. All this is some contract posturing. Brandon Ayuk wants his money. The 49ers want to save a little bit because they're, you know, spending a ton of money and they want to try to keep all their talented players here. And by the way, this like idea that this is a disaster situation and that the 49ers need to trade this guy away because it's going to be a locker room cancer, it is also laughable to me. Because so many teams around the league would just absolutely kill to be in the 49ers situation. A situation that so many people are calling bad and difficult to navigate through. And this is damaging to the 49ers in the locker room, what Ayuk is doing. And just wait until more players react, and it's going to cause too much drama. The Niners would not have it any other way. Would they want Ayuk to not be holding out? Yes, of course. Would they want him at training camp less than a week from now? Yes, of course. Is that going to happen? I would guess not. Of course they want him there. Would they rather have this situation or the alternative of drafting players that don't deserve contract extensions? Hell no. The 49ers are in this situation because they have so many good players who deserve big money. This is a good thing for the 49ers. Would you rather have whiffed on your Brandon Ayuk pick? And at this point, maybe not even having picked up his fifth year option and just let him walk? Or have him as a depth wide receiver piece? No, there's no doubt about it. Again, would the 49ers rather have Ayuk already agreed to a contract extension and in-house working out with them all offseason long and being ready for training camp in less than a week? Yes, no doubt. But if you were to ask them, is this situation, all this so-called drama, is it worth, you know, having a good player? Yes, no doubt. Absolutely, it's worth that. Absolutely, it's worth that. Okay, so if it's worth that, and this is the situation the Niners, you know, would rather be in as opposed to just not having a good football player, and of course that is the decision that they would make, then you get to the point where, okay, the next question is, the next conversation is, how do you get through this? How do you make it work? And I think ultimately the pressure is going to cave in Deebo or Ayuk and his side, and then they'll ultimately maybe lower their offer by a couple million dollars, and we'll go from there. I think that's where this is headed. But the idea that this is a situation that might get a little too hairy or drama-filled for the 49ers is wild to me. Think back to what happened two off-seasons ago. I guess go back all the way, three off-seasons ago when they drafted Trey Lance. They traded up to draft Trey Lance. And Jimmy Garoppolo was still on the roster. And that season, Jimmy Garoppolo was still going to be the starter three seasons ago. Remember, they opened that year in Detroit, and they were absolutely dominating. Trey Lance actually threw the first touchdown pass of the season in that game, and you kind of had the beginning part of the year where there was the Trey Lance package, and he had that Sunday night game where the offense was stuck in the mud in the first half. He came in on the final play of the first half, scored that rushing touchdown to kind of jumpstart the Niners offense, but it kind of was this awkward relationship to begin. And then Shanahan moved away from the Trey Lance package, and it was just Jimmy Garoppolo's team. They kind of struggle at times. Jimmy's kind of banged up a little bit. Trey Lance got that spot start against the Arizona Cardinals, lost that game. He had the spot start late in the year against the Houston Texans, and they needed that game to stay in the playoff race. They did. Trey Lance was okay, helped them win that game. They go to Los Angeles the final week of the regular season, need to win and get in. They come back from a big deficit and win. They go all the way to the NFC Championship game. They revisit the Rams in LA. Heartbreaking fashion, they lose that game. Okay, that was three seasons ago. And then you fast forward through that offseason where the 49ers essentially say, we are thanking Jimmy Garoppolo for his time. It's time to move on. This is now Trey Lance's team. We're trying to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. And then the whole offseason goes by and Jimmy Garoppolo does not get traded. Trey Lance is the team's starting quarterback. And by the way, they draft this unknown, unheralded guy with the last pick of the draft, Brock Purdy, and he makes the team. And there's whispers throughout training camp, even though Jimmy Garoppolo is still here and Trey Lance is the team's starting quarterback, there's whispers like, oh my God, this Brock Purdy kid is special. And there's already this idea that if Trey Lance starts, it might not be the best quarterback on the team. It might not be the second best quarterback on the team, and we're starting him. And meanwhile, you still haven't traded Jimmy Garoppolo. You have him working on a side field at training camp. He's working on a side field while Trey Lance, who a number of people in the building think isn't the right answer for you at quarterback, and you just came off an NFC Championship game loss. And we think this Ayuk situation is tough. The 49ers, 2 years ago, were going through this situation, which is the most weird, messed up, awkward, difficult, drama-filled, potentially a tense situation that you could possibly have. A team is ready to win a Super Bowl. You're trying to trade the guy who's gotten you to a Super Bowl, who is beloved within the locker room. Maybe you have doubts about how good he is, but he's beloved by a number of those players. You're unable to trade him. You have him practicing on a side separate field so he doesn't get hurt, but he also stays separate from the team because it would be awkward if he's taking reps behind Trey Lance because it's probably pretty obvious he's better than Trey Lance. We're going to keep him off to the side to make this a little bit less awkward for everybody. And then you've also got this seventh round rookie who comes in and lights the world on fire. And so much to the point that Kyle Shanahan, talking to local media, in podcasts like a year later, is willing to admit at that point during the season that Trey Lance was about to become our starter and the season that we drafted Brock Purdy, we kind of already had an idea that Brock Purdy was better than Trey Lance. So not only is your longtime quarterback not on the team, but kind of on the team, but practicing on the side to keep him healthy so we can trade him. But you're also saying or believing behind the scenes, you don't think the guy you are starting is your best quarterback. Like, that is so much of a more wild situation than this. And the 49ers got through it fine. And maybe part of that is because Trey Lance got hurt and then ultimately it all worked itself out and the better quarterbacks played anyway. But I didn't hear much of a peep from captains, team captains. Did Kittle ever speak out about it? Who's a gigantic fan of Jimmy Garoppolo? Did Juszczyk? Did Debo? Did Trent Williams? No. They all, even if they didn't feel that way potentially, they supported the decision. They got behind it. They understood what was going on, and it all worked itself out. I think we're headed down the same exact situation with Brandon Ayuk. And this situation is not nearly as bad as that. The 49ers have dealt with situations exactly like this. That quarterback situation 2 years ago was a whole lot worse and more muddied. They've dealt with things like this in the past. Nick Bosa went through it last year. And yeah, he kept it private. He didn't talk publicly about it. Okay, these guys go about their negotiations in different ways. Debo Samuel's negotiation was somewhat similar to Brandon Ayuk's. Yeah, he didn't post on TikTok about how the team doesn't want him back. Okay, so what? What does that mean? Does any of this bother John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan that much? No, they've been through so much worse than this, and they'll be fine, and they'll get through this one as well. That's how I think this is going to play out. All right, we got to hit a break here on the pregame show. 888-957-9570. That's the number to text in, the Xfinity Mobile text line, if you want to join the conversation. I'm also checking out the YouTube chat powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Good morning to Ernie, to Damon, to Niner Empire, to Ernesto, and a whole lot more. Stunna, I see you. Good morning to everybody on this Thursday. It's Mark Randy in for Joe Spadoni on the pregame show this week. More coming up on the other side here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. The pregame show continues here on 95.7 The Game. It is Mark Grandy in for Joe Spadoni this week as part of our Jacked Up Week on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. It continues all week long. We're now into our fourth day of the week. Of course, happy Thursday. Good morning to everyone out there getting up, getting on their way to work. All you early risers, thanks so much for tuning in. Appreciate you here on 95.7 The Game. And if you are a loyal listener of 95.7 The Game, you know what's going on. We've got all of our shows kind of mixed up this week. Coming up in about a half an hour, it's not the Morning Roast, not Bonte and Shasky, but Willard and Dibbs. They're holding it down from 6 to 10 this week here on 95.7 The Game. The Morning Roast will follow them from 10 to 2, and then Steiny and Goo holding down the afternoons from 2 to 6 this week. It's been a lot of fun so far. We've got two more days of it, and we're going to celebrate on Friday, that's tomorrow, by giving you an awesome prize, giving you a chance to win an awesome prize. We've got a bunch of Klay Thompson stuff we're giving away. The grand prize is a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. That's an incredible prize. We gave out a Steph Curry signed jersey maybe a month ago now, somewhere around there. That's an awesome prize. This Klay Thompson one does not pale in comparison to that. It's an awesome prize as well, celebrating and, you know, remembering and honoring Klay Thompson and his legacy with the Golden State Warriors, even though he is now a Dallas Maverick. We know that he's going to be get a statue. His number is going to be retired. He's going to be a Hall of Famer someday. He's going to go in as a Golden State Warrior. So we're giving out a Klay Thompson signed jersey. All you got to do to, you know, have a chance to win tomorrow is listen all day, but specifically during the following times. In the morning with Willard and Dibbs, 8-11. In the afternoon with Steiny and, or with, pardon me, with Bonte and Shasky at 1-11. And then later in the afternoon, early evening at 5-11 with Steiny and Guru. 8-11 with Willard and Dibbs, 1-11 with Bonte and Shasky, 5-11 with Steiny and Guru. Those are your times, your cues to listen in, and make sure you're listening if you want a chance to win that autographed Klay Thompson jersey. Each show will qualify one winner at each of those times, so one winner from each of those times during each show. Each of those qualifiers will win a group of Klay Thompson bobbleheads, and then one of those three qualifiers, in addition to those bobbleheads that you get, will also win the Klay Thompson autographed jersey. So three winners, one gets bobbleheads and the jersey. The other two just get bobbleheads. That's happening tomorrow here on 95.7 The Game. Listen for details. We will tell you what you need to do to increase your chances of qualifying. That's happening tomorrow here on 95.7 The Game. And again, our Jacked Up Week is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Okay, pregame show here on 95.7 The Game. Mark Randy in for Joe Spadoni. Been talking about Brandon Ayuk and this whole situation. I don't think it's that big of a deal, honestly, and I don't anticipate it getting I don't anticipate it becoming that big of a deal, is a better way to put it. I think ultimately, Brandon Ayuk and his camp, maybe they're not being the smartest about it. Maybe they're going out about this in a poor way. But if you really were to try to handicap the situation, I don't think there is a winning way to go about it if you're Brandon Ayuk and his camp. The Niners have you under contract for this year. You have him under team control for 2 years beyond that, if you so choose to use the franchise tag. This is your opportunity to try to get as much money as you possibly can. And if you don't do it now, you're going to still have to wait a while to get it done. So I think in that regard, that tells you a couple of things. First of all, they're going to be a little desperate to try to get as much money as they possibly can, which I think this desperation shows by some of the tactics they've chosen, some of the things Ayuk has done, which maybe it is, you know, his emotions getting the better of him. But if that's the case, I still think it's born out of a desire to try to, you know, up the negotiations just a little bit, up the stakes, make things a little more public, put pressure on the organization. Now, the Niners have been through this time and time and time again. They are no veterans, and they're not scared of this situation. They're not going to flinch because Ayuk posted on TikTok about how the Niners don't want him back anymore. The Niners do. They know that, and that's all they care about. I don't think this is in danger of getting bad, ugly at all. And I think if you are the 49ers, you are comfortable because you know what the vision is for this organization and you know how important this coming year is. This was a conversation on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. Michael Lombardi, longtime NFL executive, who's, you know, had a decent amount of success. He was with the Patriots, won some Super Bowls and all of that. He's been around. He knows what he's talking about. Michael Lombardi was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday and was asked about all the drama that surrounds a situation like this. And this was obviously in relation to Aiyuk, but more in general. How do front offices deal with situations like this when they become public and it's very drama-filled and emotional? How does a team like the 49ers deal with that? Here's Michael Lombardi yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show via ESPN.
It's called alignment, right? When you're aligned as an organization, then there's nothing from the outside can really affect you because they can't get to your owner. They can't get to your vice president or president. Everything is kind of aligned. Everybody understands what we're doing. It's not on the same page. That's everybody's on the same page. Today in 32 cities, everybody's on the same page, but not all the teams are aligned. Alignment creates the belief that the noise on the outside will never affect us. This is what we're doing. This is how we have to approach it. This is what we believe in. And I think the 49ers are perfectly aligned to handle that situation.
I think they are as well. And they've dealt with, again, much worse than this. I mean, this 49ers organization, for as successful as they've been, going to the Super Bowl this past year, going to the NFC Championship game each of the two seasons prior to that, a down year and then a Super Bowl appearance the year before that. Like, this team has been one of the most successful teams in the league over that span. I mean, obviously, winning a Super Bowl takes the cake, obviously. And would you rather be the 49ers of the last 5 years or the Bengals, or not the Bengals, the Rams? I think you'd rather be the Rams because at least they got a Super Bowl to their ledger. But everyone other than the Chiefs has not had the type of consistent year-in and year-out success that the 49ers have had over the last 5 years. No other team in the league. Would you rather be the Buccaneers or the 49ers over the last 5 years? I think you get a lot of people saying Buccaneers because they won a championship. And I probably would as well. I've never experienced a 49ers Super Bowl in my lifetime. And I desperately want one, just as the organization does. But my point is, other than the Chiefs, like if you like rank it off of postseason wins over that span, the 49ers are up there with the Chiefs. Everybody else is in the rearview mirror. That's how good this 49er team has been. But despite all that success, they've dealt with a lot of, you know what? They've had to figure things out, deal with a lot of drama. I mean, there was calls for Kyle Shanahan's job like a year and a half after they went to the Super Bowl. Calls for Kyle Shanahan's job. How does a team and an organization get through that? It's what Michael Lombardi is talking about. It's about alignment. It's about alignment, and this team is aligned, and specifically aligned for this season. They know what's coming up. They know the bill is coming due soon. They did not get it done last year. They have to get it done this coming year, and there's no way they're going to give up on an asset like Brandon Aiyuk just because he's a little frustrated that he's not getting everything money-wise that he wanted. And I get Aiyuk's frustration. I mean, ultimately, you know, you could throw out all the cliches that you want. This is a business. All of this stuff, this business stuff, is set up to help the organization and not the franchise. The fact that Brandon Aiyuk doesn't have a decision, can't take matters into his own hands contractually for another 3 years, if the 49ers so choose, that is absurd. And it's certainly more than enough reason for Aiyuk and other players in his situation to get frustrated by it. I think I'd be frustrated. We so easily say, well, Brandon, you're in an argument and you're getting upset over $2 million a year when, you know, it would be 26. You're holding out for 28. Like, is $2 million at that point really worth that much? This is a poor situation for Aiyuk, and he's going to get compensated one way or the other, and he's going to be fine financially and all that. This isn't about him being able to survive. It's about him being able to cash in on his life's work and his one opportunity to cash in. This might be the only big contract that he signs. You want it to be perfect. You want to, you know, expend every possible resource, squeeze every bit of juice out of it as you possibly can. You don't know if you're ever going to be in this situation again. Contracts in the NFL are not guaranteed. He could go out, knock on wood, and sustain a terrible injury 2 weeks after he signs the contract, and the Niners could cut him. Not that that would ever happen, and you don't want it to happen, but the NFL is a cruel world for players. Very cruel. So all this hand-wringing about Aiyuk and he's going to be a team cancer and all that, I could not disagree more. He's just trying to get what he deserves. And ultimately, I think he's going to come back to the negotiating table and be willing to accept a couple million dollars less. But I cannot blame him for a second for holding out and trying to get a little bit more. Now, why I think he will ultimately come back is because of this. David Lombardi was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. He ran through the fine numbers, the amounts. What might Aiyuk be looking at if he continues his holdout? Here is David Lombardi of The Athletic yesterday on Willard and Dibbs.
They can waive the fines. We haven't heard from the 49ers whether or not that they would plan to do so with Brandon Aiyuk. But $40,000 per day is the number for missed days of training camp. And then if this extended into the regular season, you basically start forfeiting game checks. And he's set to make $14.1 million on the current deal right now. So you're paid by week in the NFL. You divide the $14.1 million by 17 games. That's $829,000 per game. A team also, according to the CBA, reserves the right to fine a player that up to that amount for a missed preseason game. So, I mean, if the 49ers really start playing hardball, they could theoretically begin fining Brandon Aiyuk up to $829,000 within the next month here if he's still not around for the preseason. I'm not saying it's going to get to that. I'm just saying that's when we talk about teams having leverage in these situations, that adds to the leverage that teams have.
That's a pretty big piece of leverage. Hey, Brandon, you don't want to show up for this preseason game? Yeah, that means we're going to fine you up to more than $800,000 for missing a preseason game. Is that not going to get Aiyuk's attention? I think the other part of this, and I just got done talking about how this whole situation is set up, you know, for the teams and the organizations and not the players. I also don't think the 49ers should be scared about playing a little bit of hardball here and, you know, being the bad cop a little bit. They have, I think, for the most part, been the good cop. They've been very, very good to all of their players, and that is a very good practice to have. You know, every year when, like, the survey comes out, the organizational survey where whoever in the at the Athletic, that whole staff surveys X number of players, like a huge portion of the NFL player base. And you ask any number of questions, like from facilities to, you know, what they offer in terms of childcare during games to coaching staffs, the way they treat their players and all of that. Like, it's just organizational report card is what it is. And the 49ers generally are one of the highest rated ones. And the way that they treat their players is a big part of that. But the situation the 49ers are in right now, where they know they're getting towards, like, salary cap hell, and they have too many good players to pay and to keep all of them, you know, indefinitely, there's going to come a time where they have to make tough decisions. Maybe that tough decision is related to Brandon Aiyuk, although I would not make that tough decision on Aiyuk. I'd make it on somebody else because I think Aiyuk is too good. Maybe that time comes, and I don't think the 49ers should shy away from being a little tough as well. It's the situation that you're in. And if you are legitimately trying to win a championship still, you might got to break a couple legs to do it. And maybe that is not forgiving Aiyuk's fines. And maybe that is fining him up to, you know, that amount, more than $800,000 for missing a preseason game if he does. Maybe he's got to play a little bit of hardball and say, Aiyuk, sorry, buddy, get in here or we're fining you. And Aiyuk is already upset he's not getting a couple million more dollars a year. I don't know how he's going to respond to potentially missing out on $800,000 for missing a preseason game and missing that entire amount for potentially missing a regular season game. I think that's a negotiation tactic the 49ers can use. And for the most part, they have not used that in any of these negotiations recently, at least nothing that has came to light publicly. I mean, the entire Bosa negotiation last year was in the dark. We don't know exactly how that played out, but Debo was in the public eye a little bit. I don't think the 49ers use those tactics. I mean, they're kind of famous for forgiving fines in training camp and such. They don't got to do that for Aiyuk. There's no rule that says they have to. I think ideally you want it because you want to keep the guy healthy, but, or you want to keep the guy content and happy, but you don't got to do that. And it might be a way that the 49ers can help push this negotiation along. All right, we can get into more Ayuk stuff tomorrow, and I'm sure we're going to hear a little bit more of it on Willard and Dibbs coming up in just a second. As our Jacked Up Week continues on 95.7 The Game, it's Mark Randy in for Joe Spadoni. We've got Willard and Dibbs coming up next, not Bonte and Shasky on the morning roast. Willard and Dibbs from 6 to 10, then Bonte and Shasky from 10 to 2, and then Steiny and Goo from 2 to 6. We're giving away a Klay Thompson autographed jersey tomorrow. All you got to do is listen at 8:11, 1:11, and 5:11 at those times with each show for your chance to win. More details coming tomorrow. Before I do get on out of here, though, I did want to change gears just a little bit. We talked about some of the things Joe Lacob has said, mentioned it off the top here on the pregame show. It's Mark Randy in for Joe Spadoni. Joe Lacob also talked for a couple of moments at the Warriors Summer League game yesterday. They were taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers in Vegas, and the ESPN cameras caught up with Joe Lacob and asked him about Brandon Pajemski, because he's kind of been the talk of the team this offseason. One, because he's had an awesome beginning to his career and he exceeded everybody's expectations, but also because he has kind of become the face of the Warriors side of a potential Lowry Marketing trade. There's a number of reports out there saying that the Jazz are more interested in Brandon Pajemski than Jonathan Kuminga. Maybe they feel he's going to be the better future player, which is not impossible by any stretch. Maybe they also, just looking at contractually, Kuminga's due an extension, if not this year, then next year. And that's going to cost a lot of money, even though it's not going to be a max. It's going to be pretty pricey. And Pajemski's coming off of his rookie season, has years of relatively cheap productivity in him. So maybe that's why he's more enticing to the Utah Jazz. But Joe Lacob was asked about Brandon Pajemski, who has since been pulled out of Summer League, no longer competing because he was dominating through a couple of games. Here's Joe Lacob, Warriors majority owner, asked about Brandon Pajemski yesterday. This was on the ESPN broadcast of Warriors Cavs from Vegas.
He was a revelation, to be quite honest. I mean, he's one of the, all rookie team top five in the league. He started a whole bunch of games for us. Steve had troubles getting him off the floor. I mean, he had to have him on the floor. He was so good. He does so many things well. He's ultra confident. He's got an NBA body. He can get wherever he wants. He's obviously can shoot threes. He can drive. He can pass. I mean, what can he do? We're really excited. We think we've got a future all-star.
We're really excited. We think we've got a future all-star. I think the words speak for themselves, and you can kind of hear how, I think, how truthful and honest he's being in the tone and the way that he talks and certain words and syllables that he's emphasizing. We're really excited, and we think he's a future all-star. That's Joe Lacob talking about Brandon Pajemski. But if you saw it, if you were watching the game last night and you saw Joe Lacob's face and his body language, you can't hide the way that he feels about Brandon Pajemski. It is so obvious. You can't fake that body language. Joe Lacob, when first asked about it, and he begins answering the question, he kind of like does the eye roll, not like in a bad way, but in like, oh my God, what am I going to say about this guy? I mean, he's just amazing. Does the eye roll and kind of like nods the head back in a circle, like, well, I don't know what you want me to say, almost as if like his palms are up, you know? Like, well, I mean, what is there to say at this point? This dude is incredible. He's beaming. He's like smiling ear to ear. And he's like legitimately, you can feel the surprise has worn off by now, but you can feel just how surprised the Warriors were by how good this guy is. And I think you can get a legitimate sense of just how much the Warriors love this guy based on what Joe Lacob said right there. And for a better picture of what the Warriors, how the Warriors feel about Pajemski, Anthony Slater joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday. Here's what Slater said about the Warriors and their feelings about Brandon Pajemski.
I mean, they don't want to trade him. He is, beloved organizationally. They think he has like winning qualities. And I would say the rare aspects of Pajemski compared to their other recent draft picks is not only obviously does the front office love the talent and draft him and want him to play, but the head coach as a rookie, like, couldn't keep him off the floor, right? I mean, Steve Kerr's putting him in his best lineup last year. His plus minus is great. He's raving about him, as a rookie. So there is not much of an appetite for the Warriors to trade him. Now, again, like, if it comes down to a major trade and he is the swing piece, like, sometimes you do have to give stuff up. We'll see. But yeah, they're not actively looking to move him. But part of the reason why he has an appeal not only to the Warriors, but on the market to a team like Utah, he's got three more years of very cheap money. You know, he's just entering year two of a 4-year rookie deal, and he was the 19th overall pick. That's really cheap, you know, labor in a lot of ways. But that's also why the Warriors want to protect him.
That's our Warriors insider Anthony Slater yesterday with Willard and Dibbs saying the Warriors, saying Podziemski is, quote, beloved in the Warriors organization. Pair that with what you saw and heard from Lakeup yesterday in Vegas. I think it's very, very difficult to envision the Warriors being willing to trade Podziemski. Whether that's the right decision or not is an entirely separate conversation. And if it's the difference in getting Lauri Markkanen or not, I have questions at the very least. But how this team feels about Podziemski and it Lakeup's facial expressions and his body language when talking about Podziemski last night on the ESPN broadcast of Warriors Cavs from the Summer League in Vegas, it hammered the point home to me. This team is absolutely in love with Podziemski and his future in this league, and I think it's going to take a perfect storm of things for the Warriors to get rid of him, to trade him. I find it unlikely at this point, given how Lakeup and this Warriors organization feels about him. It's funny because you never can really tell whether to take a team at their word when they're talking about a player who's been in trade talks. Because at a certain point, it could be a team purposefully, you know, gassing the player up to try to increase their trade value or to try to say, yeah, we're keeping this guy no matter what. But really, it's like, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. If you want him, you have to offer a ton. I don't think that's what this is for the Warriors. This is just honest. This is Joe Lakeup. And again, I don't think you can hide. I don't think you can fake his body language. And the way that he beamed when the ESPN sideline reporter brought up Podziemski's name. Like, he just immediately starts smiling. I think the Warriors are being entirely truthful here. Lakeup is being entirely truthful here. And everything we're hearing about how much they love Podziemski is 100% accurate. And I don't think they're going to be willing to trade Podziemski plus picks or whatever it is for Lauri Markkanen. Again, that might not be the right answer. I think Lauri Markkanen is a perfect fit, and I would be a little bit more willing to give up some pieces than it seems like the Warriors would be, at least at this stage. But I think this organization absolutely is in love with Brandon Podziemski. Again, Joe Lakeup saying he thinks he's a future all-star, and I take him at his word. I think that's how they truly feel. I don't think they're trying to increase his trade value by speaking of him publicly in such a light. I think that's the way they actually feel. We'll see how it all plays out. I think there's a good chance that we don't get a resolution to Markkanen and company for a bit still. I don't think it's going to happen within the next handful of weeks. We're looking ahead to August 6th, which is the deadline, not technically a deadline, but it's the day that Markkanen can sign a contract extension. And it's also the day that the extension has to get done if the Jazz are going to be able to trade him at the deadline next year. August 6th to February 6th is 6 months. The first day, August 6th, is the first day that Markkanen can sign a contract, and February 6th is the last day that players can be traded at this coming NBA season. So keep in mind August 6th. I don't think we have anything in this Markkanen situation until that day, honestly. I think this is going to come down to that moment, and we'll see how it all plays out from there. But I get the sense that the Golden State Warriors are just in love with Brandon Podziemski, and reading the body language of Joe Lakeup talking about it at Summer League last night, you can't fake that. It was real. It was genuine. Joe Lakeup and this Golden State Warriors organization is set on keeping Podziemski around for a long time. That's how I read it. We'll get more into that throughout the day here on 95.7 The Game. Willard and Dibbs are here. They're coming up in just a handful of minutes as our Jacked Up Week continues on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We're giving away a Klay Thompson autographed jersey tomorrow. Tune in 8-11, 1-11, 5-11 for your chance to win. We're giving out Klay Thompson bobbleheads and the autographed jersey. All that and more is coming up tomorrow. But for now, it's Willard Willard and Dibs coming up next. Thanks so much for tuning into the pregame show here on 95.7 The Game. My name is Mark Grandy filling in for Joe Spadoni. And Willard and Dibs coming up next here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.